It's time for Picks Up Inside Cameron Athletics, your all-access pass to Aggie Sports right here on KCCU. I'm your host, Cameron University Director of Athletics Lou Izzy, and today we're taking you behind the scenes as our Aggie teams compete for championships in the highly competitive Lone Star Conference. You'll hear from our coaches, meet our student athletes, and get the inside scoop on everything happening in Aggie athletics. It's Picks Up, and it starts now. Welcome to the show, everyone. It's a great day to be in Aggie. Today we'll be joined by two of our newest head coaches, softball coach Brian Howard and baseball coach Holden Capps, as well as one of our outstanding student athletes, Kendall McDaniel, who is a senior catcher on our softball team. Before we get to our guests, I want to touch on a few really great results that we've had so far this fall. And I'm going to start with men's tennis because this past weekend, Lukas Janusik, a sophomore from the Czech Republic, won the ITA South Central Region Men's Singles Championship held in Wichita Falls. This is an amazing accomplishment because it was a super competitive tournament with 64 of the very best Division II players in the region, and Lukas won six straight matches over 3 days to capture the championship. He'll now be heading to Rome, Georgia in 2 weeks to compete for a national championship and the ITA Cup. So congratulations to Lukas and head coach Josh Cobble. Women's golf is off to a blazing start as they come off their first ever NCAA tournament appearance last season. The ladies opened their 2025-26 campaign by winning the Oklahoma Women's Intercollegiate Tournament for the second straight year. They came from five strokes behind after round one to defeat LSC rivals UT Dallas and UT Permian Basin. And Maria Savaca, a junior from Bolivia, captured the individual championship. Then last week, the women's golf team traveled to Canyon, Texas for the West Texas invite, and they finished in fourth place out of 15 teams ahead of five Lone Star Conference rivals. Valentina Leyva Serrano, a junior from Cancun, had a hole-in-one, and Maria Savaca continued her great play, tying for first place overall out of 82 golfers. She was an incredible four under par for the 54-hole tournament. And the men's golf team also started their season out with a great showing at the San Juan Intercollegiate Tournament in Monte Rose, Colorado. It was a big competitive field, 12 teams, including four teams that made the NCAA tournament last year, and we finished in third place at 16 under par, just behind Colorado Mesa in West Texas. And as we speak, the men's golf team is hosting the Hernshire Open this week, presented by Arvest Bank at the Territory Golf Club in Duncan. And we will have head coach Tyler Kamen on our show next month to talk about both of our golf programs. Basketball season is just about a month away. Both our men's and women's teams open their seasons on Friday, November 14th. Our men's team is at home at 7:30 p.m. against Colorado State Pueblo. And our women's team will be playing in the South Central Region Challenge at New Mexico Highlands. And we have some really exciting news as we kick off the Cameron basketball season with Aggie Madness presented by Buffalo Wild Wings on Wednesday, November 5th at 6 p.m. in Aggie Gym. This promises to be a great night of fun and excitement. It will feature the live music of the Garage Maholics, and from what I hear, they are the Taj Mahal of garage bands in Oklahoma. They perform all over in Medicine Park, Oklahoma City, Tulsa. They have a great following, so come out and check them out. Aggie Madness is free and open to the public, but you will need a ticket to get in, and I will say the tickets are going fast. So jump on our athletics website at CameronAggies.com and claim your free tickets while supplies last. Okay, now I want to welcome in head softball coach Brian Howard and his senior catcher from Keller, Texas, Kendall McDaniel. So, coach, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
Last year, we hired you last summer, came in. You had 14 players returning on your roster, so you spent the last part of the summer building your roster and coaching the team. We got to a full roster with a few additions mid-year, and we had a pretty good season, 29-24. We started a bit slow, but we went on a run toward the end. We won 11 of 12 games down the stretch, made it into seventh place out of 16 teams in the conference. Great accomplishment. Made the LSC tournament. Ended up losing in the first round to the eventual national champion, UT Tyler. So talk about your first year in the Lone Star and what your impressions are about the conference and how your experience going through that first season helped shape your recruiting as you built this team coming up for 25-26.
Sure. It's a learning curve involved with it for sure. When you get in Lone Star Conference, it's a little different than other conferences I've been in. You figured out real fast that the competition is elevated. And so it changes your approach to recruiting, what type of athlete you're looking for when you go out to recruit. Fortunately for us, we're in a great area for recruiting. And so between Oklahoma and Texas and a few other states we travel to, it's pretty easy to find that talent.
That's good. So, you had a team last year. Going into this recruiting cycle, what type of athlete, what type of player were you trying to identify to bring to Cameron so that we can, elevate our team into the top four and compete for championships?
Well, I think it depends on your philosophy of what you like coaching as far as what fits your philosophy. But to compete in the Lone Star, you better have speed, you better have power, you better be deep in pitching and be pretty versatile and have a deep bench. And so that's the kind of team that we worked a lot over this past summer to build and bring here to Cameron. And so far, so good.
Yeah, so I had a chance to see all four of your fall ball games, and no doubt we have a ton of speed. We have a lot of pitching depth this year. We have good power. We have a really good team that's going to complement itself. And I think we've improved dramatically in a lot of areas. So give me your thoughts on the fall and the four games we played and what caught your attention.
Well, I think initially when you watch us, what jumps out is our speed and the difference from year one to year two. And that's just part of my MO as a coach. I think you need that to compete. You have to have players that are always looking for extra bases and things like that. And then mixed in with some good power. I thought our fall was excellent. Still a lot to work on over the next 2 months, and then a month before we kick off in January. But the pitching stood out really well to me, having the depth and not only that, just complementary pitching, going from a certain style to a completely opposite style that complements the one who just got taken out or pitched the last game, previous game. And so they worked extremely hard. And really, it's there's a lot more work to do, but where we're at, I feel really good about it.
That's great. And who are some of the new players that really caught your eye?
Well, Chloe Broussard is our leadoff hitter and starting right fielder right now, and she definitely jumps out at you, not just from a talent standpoint, but from a passionate standpoint. She's kind of that girl that gets everybody going. You can tell when she's out there, it's just an extra benefit to have that from a leadoff standpoint. When she gets on base, her passion shows. She's pretty excited, and I think it gets the team going, which is exactly what you want a leadoff to do. Cameron Hunkins is phenomenal. She's super fast, super versatile. She's playing shortstop right now, but she can also play outfield. She'll hit two-hole. She can swing away. She can slap. She can short game you. Bryn Weber is another one. Probably the fastest girl on the team, is absolutely explosive when she gets on base. And all of those girls are a great addition to what we already had with a great senior class. And so it's been a really great mix.
That's great. And talk about your schedule. Obviously, we're going to play 40 games in the Lone Star. Every game is a battle, right? But then you had a number of games that you can schedule, non-conference mm-hmm. games. Talk about your strategy and where we're going and who we're playing and why.
Well, we want to play a tough non-conference. And so right out of the gate in Dallas, the Fort Worth D2 tournament, we play Augustana, who's usually ranked up in the top 10. Missouri Southern, another ranked team usually. Washburn. So we want to position ourselves as well as we can for regionals. And so – the Lone Star is tough enough, and it does a good enough job of positioning you, for sure. But when you have a really strong non-conference like we do, and we play the other Oklahoma schools as well, but all of that from a strength of schedule standpoint, really, we go out and take care of business. We'll look good on our resume.
And, Coach, I want to get your thoughts. We're making a lot of changes at the softball field. We just put in a brand-new state-of-the-art sound system, which sounds fabulous. And we're just about ready to break ground on a new turf field, replacing the natural grass with a turf surface. Talk about your thoughts about that and how you feel it will impact your program.
Well, we're super blessed here. Our whole athletic department is phenomenal, I believe, with what you've done as the leader of our our department with the new coaches you've brought in and how that all trickles down to our excellent baseball coach we have over here. But from a facility standpoint, I mean, it just allows – it's a game changer. It allows you to compete not only just on the field, but compete in recruiting with other Lone Star schools and other top schools around our region. And so it's huge. The sound system is great, and we're super excited. I think the whole team is excited to get the turf in.
That's great. And Kendall, I'm going to bring you in here, and before we talk softball, we're going to have to talk a little bit of hockey here, right? Because what the listeners probably don't know is you and I both have a love for the Dallas Stars, right? And so, you know, I coached college hockey for 15 years. That probably explains that. But how does a softball catcher fall in love with the Dallas Stars?
Dallas is a hockey town. I mean, as much as people say we're not, we are. And my family just, we grew up watching it. So my brother actually went to his first game probably 5 years ago, and I was extremely jealous. And I made my dad take me, and ever since then, I fell in love with going. It's so exciting to watch, and our fan base is just amazing. And the environment is unlike anything I've ever been in. So it's so fun to attend the Dallas Stars games.
That's awesome. And you think we're going to get past the Edmonton Oilers this year?
I sure hope so. I really do.
That's great. I want to ask you, you know, how are you and the girls feeling about, you know, the changes that are happening down at the softball field and the turf that's going in?
We're so excited. I mean, our field is wear and tear right now. So kind of a safety hazard, kind of not. But, you know, everybody's excited about a new turf field. It's going to look so sick. And we just appreciate you, Lou, for getting that for us. And, you know, we're just going to be repping an awesome field. So that's so exciting.
That's awesome. And, you know, you're coming off a solid, very solid junior season. You had 5 home runs, 8 doubles, 31 RBI. You slugged at .437. You were a starting catcher. You know, talk about your fall season and how you feel it went and your mindset and preparation heading into the 26th season.
My fall was not the greatest. I was kind of slumping it, but, you know, obviously I'll just work through that. I'm not really worried about it. But my mindset is just get in the cages, hit as many balls as I can, do some catching drills, throw downs, you know, all that. And really for me, it's just my mindset going into the spring. It's a heavy load of games and it's exhausting, honestly. So, it's really just getting through the year, you know, having a fun season with these new girls. And this has been the best team chemistry wise that I've been on. So I'm excited to see how we do in the spring.
What are your expectations for the team in the spring? I mean, obviously it's going to be, you have some really great teams out there, right? Tyler and West Texas and Angelo and Lubbock. And what are your thoughts going in with what you've seen of this team and how it is been constructed? What are your expectations for this season?
Well, expectations are to win, obviously. Mm-hmm. It'll definitely be hard getting to that win, but with this team, I think we can 100% do it. We have so many different style of players, and I think we will all feed into each other very well, and we'll go very far. I have no doubt of it.
That's outstanding. Well, thank you very much, and I'd like to welcome in our new head baseball coach, Holden Capps. And Coach Capps, you know, you've only been here a few months, but you have a very interesting background. I do want to, you know, tell everybody we decided to make a change in our baseball program. Haven't been good for the past 6 or 7 years, and we had a lot of interest in this program from people who want to be our head coach. Almost 120 applications in 5 or 6 days, and I talked to a lot of people. But when I had my conversation with you, I knew right away that you were the guy. Obviously, you know, you were a very good player. You were a star at outfielder and pitcher at Lawton High School. You played 2 years at Redland Community College. You went to UNC Charlotte and pitched 1 year in Division I and came back for your senior year to play in front of your family at UCO. You were drafted in the 8th round by the Kansas City Royals, and you played 6 seasons. We shared a video the other day of you pitching in Double-A, striking out Cal Raleigh. From the Seattle Mariners, who hit 60 home runs in the major leagues this year. But then you went into coaching, right? You moved to the East Coast, to Long Island University, Division I, assistant coach, head recruiting coordinator. And now you're coming home back to Lawton. So tell us a little bit about why the Cameron job really piqued your interest and you know, what you're expecting, what your vision is for this program.
Yeah, well, first off, you know, I'm excited to be here and happy to be back home. You know, this job has been a job I've looked at for a long time and dreamed of having. So when it came open, it was kind of automatic for me. You know, it's always been my dream to build this program into something special. And I think we have with, you know, the leadership we have and the you and, you know, Dr. Hunt involved now, I think we have the right pieces in place. So that's kind of why it was a automatic jump on for me. You know, excited to be here and can't wait to get going.
And one of the things that, you know, obviously, you know, when you look for a coach, you know, it's we play in the Lone Star Conference and it's super competitive. Just some really great teams. It's hard to win. But for our perspective, you know, when I looked at you and I looked at all the candidates, I was really looking for someone who had a sound understanding and knowledge of the game, and you certainly have that. You have I watch you on the field for fall ball and how you go about, you know, running your practices. I love how committed you are to teaching the game to our athletes, and you really pride yourself on development, which I think is really critically important. So talk about your approach to the fall, how you're going about this. When you got here, we only had 14 players on our roster. You didn't have any assistant coaches, and you built that roster up very quickly, you know, into the mid-40s. And talk about your mindset going into the fall and what you're trying to accomplish with your fall ball.
Yeah, we brought in, you know, a little over 30 players. We've definitely put our foot on the gas when we got here and kind of established excellence out of them. We brought in a ton of athletes. I thought that was kind of going to be key for us to not knowing what was here when we were getting here, to be able to kind of move guys around and have the versatility that we need to compete in this conference. Obviously, Lone Star Conference is no pushover conference, and I knew that coming here for sure. You know, we run around the field like chickens with our heads cut off, and it's kind of controlled chaos, but it's getting better every day and every week, and I think the guys are starting to realize kind of what we want out of them and what kind of speed we want in practice. We run a very structured practice from time, you know, 15 minutes stretch, 10 minutes throwing, an hour BP. The last half of practice, we try to always knock out defense. We pride ourselves in pitching and defense. I think that's going to help win championships here for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I mentioned the fact that when you got here, you didn't have any assistant coaches. So talk about how you constructed your staff and, you know, how it's working out with your assistant coaches right now.
Yeah, so we brought in Charles Weber from St. Andrews, North Carolina school that shut down. And Colby Flood, a local kid that played here from, you know, graduated from MacArthur. They're both hardworking individuals, and, you know, I can't ask much more out of them in that aspect. They're both super knowledgeable, not only pitching and hitting, but well-rounded individuals in the game. And we wanted to bring in good people. That was, you know, one of our main focuses was to bring in guys that could relate to the other 45 athletes that we have on roster. And I think they're doing a good job doing that so far.
That's great. And so we talked about the fall season. You have three exhibition games coming up, starting on this Saturday, October 11th at 1 p.m. We'll be at home. All these games are at McCord Field on our campus. And we're going to start with Western Oklahoma State, followed by Redlands Community College and Vernon. Talk a little bit about what you're trying to accomplish out of those three games and a little bit about what you're doing with your alumni.
Yeah, I think, you know, playing outside competition gives you a opportunity to see kind of what you have when you're not playing against each other. You know, these guys get real comfortable playing week in and week out against each other. So once they get across the field from somebody else with a different uniform on, sometimes it changes a little bit. So what we did was try to get the three closest junior colleges that we could on campus, kind of use it as a little bit of recruiting as well. But also get out there and kind of get them to play the style of game that we want to play in the spring.
Okay, good. So talk a little bit about that style. When we come to February and March and we see we're going to open at home against Texas A&M International, what can our fans really expect to see on the brand of baseball that we're going to play?
We're going to play fast. You know, we're going to play small ball. We're going to try to steal bags. We're not going to bang the baseball around the park as much as I'd like this year. So, you know, we're going to play to our style and then help us maximize what we can do well. So We're going to fly around the field. We're going to always look for that extra 90 feet and try to limit those 90 feet on the mound. So that's kind of what they're going to can expect out of us, is to fly around the field and hopefully give fans something fun to watch.
So I know you've only been doing this for a couple of months, but which players have caught your eye?
So I've been impressed with the returners, you know, the guys that stayed here and trusted me to get this thing going. I've been impressed with them, and we wouldn't be able to be in the position we are without starting with them and having a good foundation with those guys. But the guys, you know, bringing in, we brought in a lot of talent, and we're going to know a lot here in another 3 weeks after we play some outside competition. Mm-hmm. But Daniel Yardley's a Oklahoma kid, a JUCO product that we brought in, and he's got a lot of bat speed, probably play the corner infield positions for us, mostly first. Brought in corner infielder Jackson Harrell, another JUCO kid that's going to pick it really well for us. Diego at shortstop, he's a returner, played a little bit up the middle last year. He'll really pick it at shortstop, but also switch hit as well, so give us a little left-handedness in our lineup that we're going to slightly be missing this year. So mm-hmm.
That's great. One thing that I've watched the Lone Star now for two seasons, and the top teams, obviously they all have very good pitching, but their defense is outstanding and they don't beat themselves. So I love the fact that we're really focusing on, you know, becoming a strong defensive team. And one of the things that I've noticed right away by watching some of your inter-squad scrimmages is, you know, the things that you're saying to your guys in terms of, you know, hitting cutoffs and playing the game the right way. Those are things that save your runs when we get to February, March, and April. So, you know, talk about how you're going about those daily practices and trying to build a culture within your program to get the guys to play that brand of baseball.
Yeah, one thing we preach is, you know, the game of baseball is usually not who wins the game, it's who loses the game first. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we want to try to prevent, is us losing the game first. So every day, you know, we do try to touch on defense. I think it's important. You know, you can score as many runs as you want, but if you don't hold the other team to fewer than what you score, you're going to lose. So, you know, we pride ourselves on doing the small things right. I've been on a lot of good teams, whether it was professional or college, and all those teams did the little things right. And, you know, if we focus on the little things and make sure we're doing those little things right, usually those compile into big things.
And, you know, the reputation around town is that Cameron Baseball doesn't recruit in Oklahoma. And I think that's changing quickly, right?
No doubt.
So talk about your recruiting approach. And obviously there are many, many, not just great baseball players in Oklahoma, but really good athletes. And so talk about, you know, how you want to approach your recruiting moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, I know Coach Howard probably hit it perfectly on the head. We're in a hot spot for recruiting. Mm-hmm. And I think trying to keep the local kids home and win those local battles is very important, whether it's a kid from Southwest Oklahoma or the middle of Oklahoma. I'd like to get those kids down south and show them what Cameron has to offer for sure.
That's awesome. And we've got some changes happening at the baseball field as well. We're putting new padding you know, all the way around the interior of the park, and the fence will be padded. We had one of our outfielders run straight into the fence, one of our good outfielders, crash right into the fence the other day. So having some padding out there would be really helpful. And we're also taking down the netting behind home plate, and we're going to, it's probably about 20 feet, 25 feet. We're going to go up 40 feet. So talk about those changes and, you know, how excited you are about that.
I mean, we're super excited. You know, I was born and raised here in Lawton, Oklahoma, and I don't think I've seen that place change at all since mm-hmm. I've been here. So to be here only a couple months and to start to see some changes is really awesome, and it speaks on behalf of you and everybody that you're dealing with to get things moving forward in the right direction.
That's so great. And you know, Coach Howard, you mentioned to me at one point it was really cool to have Coach Capps on our staff, because, you know, you guys are both spring sports and you share an indoor facility, and, you know, there has to be that kind of camaraderie and relationship. And talk a little bit about, you know, how you guys interact and support each other.
Well, I've been doing this a long time, and one thing that is really nice is when you have coworkers, other coaches, particularly baseball and softball, guys that can talk shop, for lack of a better term, just talk shop about whatever it is in our sport, whether it's hitting or fielding or whatever it is. And so immediately once Coach got here, you know, I was in his office and we were chopping it up, and it just it's nice, I think, on part of both of our ends to be able to go bounce things off each other, because it is, especially once we get in season, because it is a grind, it is tough. You learn a lot, especially your first year in Lone Star Conference. And so it goes along with all the other coaches you've hired. We really have a good rapport together. But it certainly helps having someone as experienced as him to go in there, bounce in his office and talk about hitting or base running or whatever it may be.
And I'm going to flip the question to you, Coach Capps, because, Coach Howard's only, been here for now. This will be his second season, but he's won four state high school championships in Oklahoma. He's been an assistant coach at Tulsa. He won a championship, a Division II championship in the highly competitive GLVC when he was coaching at Missouri S&T. They beat University of Indianapolis, which is one of the top-ranked teams in the country. So he got his team to the NCAA. And what does it mean to you to have a person who you're going to be working closely with and supporting that has that kind of experience and can serve as a mentor to you?
Yeah, no doubt. It's been awesome to be able to, pop in his office. He pops in mine and run a question by him or just be able to stop in and see how he's, see how he's doing. He sees how I'm doing. It's been awesome. I am young and new to head coaching, so it's going to be great to be able to pick his brain when, especially middle of the season when I'm looking for, someone to lean on and ask questions to. He'll definitely be one of those guys I go to. So mm-hmm. Happy to have him around. And, he said it well. You've done a good job of kind of just creating this family type of atmosphere. And, I was born and raised here, so coming back here, I already knew some faces, but it's been good to be welcomed in, and everybody's a family here. So.
And Kendall, I'm going to go back to you because we talk about family environment, and every time I'm around the softball team, that's what I think about. I watch you girls interact. You're dancing, you're laughing, you're having fun. Talk about the camaraderie on that team, because I think you have to love each other before you can win, right? And I just sense that there's a different feel to that team this year.
There definitely is. We have a lot of fun girls on the team, a lot of big personalities. And for somebody like me who is not a big personality, I need somebody like that that will bring me out of my shell. And we've just gelled so well together. I mean, Howard calls us sisters, so mm-hmm. And that's what it feels like from a player. And it's amazing to be a part of. And it's just, I look forward to going to practice and being around these group of girls.
Mm-hmm. And Coach Howard's going to get you new uniforms this year, hopefully.
From what I've heard.
What color do you want?
Love an all-white uniform. Yeah. So hopefully an all-white.
Yeah. I've mentioned to him a number of times, I think you guys look great with the white pants and the solid tops, whether it's gold or white or black. Gray, I like the dark gray too. But those white pants make us look sharp, and we look very fast in those uniforms. So, well, that's it for this edition of Picks Up Inside Cameron Athletics. Thanks for joining us on KCCU. And wherever you get your podcasts, remember to claim your free tickets for Aggie Madness and get all of your team schedules, rosters, and scores at CameronAggies.com. We'll be back next month right here on KCCU when we'll talk some Cameron golf with head coach Tyler Kamen. And you'll get to meet our new head men's basketball coach, Nate Kennedy. Until then, stay loud, stay proud, and as always, Picks Up, go Aggies.